Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. Hello.
I don't know what that is. Dale, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Aloha, Dale.
Are you doing all the dialing?
Yes, I was trying to get a hold of Richard. I don't know if he fell asleep or what.
I apologize. Listen, there's actually another way that we can do this. Text me. Can you text me Richard's number?
Now?
Text if you. Well, actually, I might have it. There is a way that we can call them from the show. The show is set up to where.
I can't text you because I'm on his phone, so I can't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. But there is one way to do it where we can. I'll say something that while Richard gets calling that might cue you up.
If you can put me on mute, I can give you the number real quick if you want.
All right, here's what we'll do. I will put you. I tell you what, Barbara, you talk to everybody. I'm gonna go talk to. I'm gonna go talk to Dale. Okay. Can you do that for me, Barbara?
Yes. Okay. Just to explain to everybody what we're doing, we have a friend, Richard. He's been on the show before and our TV show as well. And he is 92 years old, so he probably isn't texting. I'm guessing he's probably not a texter. And so we're trying to get him a free psychic reading today. So while Dale and Johnny are doing that, I'm going to keep you guys company. So what I would like you to do is call in. And I'm going to give you the number. Life, Laughter, Happiness phone line is 516-531-9874. So make a note of that, 516-531-9874. And call in for your free psychic reading by world-renowned Dale Shear. I'm sure we already have a lot of callers waiting on the line to get theirs. And we're ready to make you guys happy and help you with your future. Hi, Dale.
Now, I want to say something before we go on, because I wanted to tell you this. We made a change with the channel, and basically Dale, I told you this, but not in the big details. We've changed the channel. We moved it from educational to pop culture, and also you have your own category on the channel, Dale. So there is you scroll down, you'll see a thing that says Dale. But this is the thing that's interesting. Yesterday we broke the record for the most subscriptions. So it was something like 50
in one day.
In one day.
Really?
Then it was been like 3. Now if it continues to go up, which I hope it will, this means that this is good things for everybody. And I'm wondering, I can tell you that there have been channels. I mean, this line hasn't done it yet, that have gotten as much as like say 20,000 subscribers in 6 months. So I'm looking forward to seeing. We haven't done that, but I want to see Barbara do that with her channel, and I'm hoping that we can, all right. Now,
it helped to change. Yes, the category change helped. I think.
What
did.
Was the category? Pop what now? Pop
what?
What is it?
Pop culture,
what?
Reality, and pop culture. I think the reason I like it is because I was looking at the channel, and they had, like, you know, one, but it was talking about, like, models and everything. And I noticed that sometimes people, when they talk about reality stars shows, they often talk about, they seem to be pretty open. They sort of relate to the people in the reality show, which is what I hope people would do with us. They sort of, oh, yes, it's them. Oh, it's them. Instead of just, you know, does that make sense? I mean, you know,
Will people be able to listen to mine?
Yes, they will. I mean, you have your own category on the channel. See, if you scroll down, you'll see a thing that says Dale Shear, and I think you have about 50 videos of shows, including the interview that we did. It's on there. It's listed under Dale Shear.
Yeah. Nothing about our content has changed, Dale. We just changed the category that we're in on the channel.
Yeah,
and then,
the reason we did that, I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but the reason we did that was because I feel like it didn't seem as much educational as it was reality and pop culture, you know. And seemed more of a jive. So we have the same content. It's just we're appearing in a different category.
And wow, that's great.
You see what I'm saying? It makes things a little more of a... And we dropped the Life, Laughter, the Learn off the Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's just Life, Laughter, Happiness is the name of the channel. But...
I've been telling people Life, Laughter, Happiness. So what do I tell them?
Same thing. Tell them Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Same thing. That's still the same.
Yeah, it used to be that the name of the channel was Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn, but I dropped the Learn off because people were getting that, people were forgetting it. And then I changed the, I also put up the background red. I've heard red is supposed to be the best thing for selling is red. So we are, you know, so I think things are turning into interesting. And let's see here. And by the way, we have Richard.
Oh, good, you do. Can you put him on and see if you can hear him?
Okay, we can put him on for a minute. We can put him on for a minute before we get to the call.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I have an announcement.
Richard, are you there?
Well, hi, John.
Hi, Richard.
Richard here. Hi, John.
Hi there, Richard.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
I have an announcement to make for everybody. Are you ready for this, Barbara?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Going to Hawaii. I picked a date, January 5th. I have a free car, and I'm going to stay for a month. Does that sound exciting?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's doable.
Doable.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear her. It's cutting out. Am I the only one who didn't hear what Dale said?
I said, I'm going to Hawaii January 6th, and I'm staying for a month.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to finish up my book, and I didn't even tell Richard, and I got a free car.
Oh,
wow.
Outstanding.
So isn't that all good?
Oh,
my sister-in-law is giving me a free car. Barbara, you were trying to get a hold of him last week, and for some reason you guys didn't connect. Do you remember what it was that you wanted to ask him?
Oh, I just wanted to ask Richard if he was on any social media so that I could connect with him.
Well, it depends. How do you want to connect? The email or something like that? That's easy.
No, I meant Facebook or one of the social media platforms.
Yeah, I get on Facebook.
You do? Okay, well, I would like to connect with you, but I couldn't find you. I mean, just let me know what your Facebook is, and I'll be your friend on there.
All you have to do is put up Richard Conrad. Under search when you're in Facebook, and it'll come
up. I did
up.
Not know his last name, so thank you for giving me that.
Yeah,
thank you.
So it's comment. What happened to you, Richard? Where'd you go? Or did you forget
about
it?
I'm here. I haven't gone anywhere.
No. You came on late, so I was wondering what happened to you. Anyway.
Well, I got sidetracked there.
Oh, okay. All right. And then, guess what, Barbara? The airfare to go to Honolulu, guess what it is? One way.
Oh, okay. $100.
Well, $172.
Wow. Can you believe that? Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to buy a ticket tonight because I can't, it'll go up. So I can't, I only go one way because I never know when exactly I'm coming back. So I'm going to buy the ticket and tonight, right when I get off the air.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy.
You've been wanting to. You don't have to do quarantine now, or is that part of the month that you're going to be there?
Oh, no. October 15th is the end of the quarantine. They're letting everybody in. But I picked January because that's the big wave. That's usually when the big waves come, around 20, 30-foot waves. And I love photographing the waves. So
that's
like
beautiful.
To pick it right after the first of the year. January is a good month. Yeah, I'm
okay,
that's
going to be great. I can't wait to see your photos of those big waves.
They're going to be awesome, and I'm writing this book. And
I know
Richard,
that's the best place for you to finish your book. That's the best spiritual place to be, Hawaii.
I don't know if I'll finish it, but I'm going to give it a good shot. It's not going to be that much. I'm going to do that.
Well,
so it'll be cool.
That's great.
So, Richard, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, if Richard's feeling good, I'd like him to come. We'll see what happens, okay?
Oh, good. Right. Yeah.
All right. Did you have a call for me?
Yeah, I love Hawaii, so anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed.
Okay, are you going to give Richard a reading, or are we going to go with the first caller and do him after our first caller?
Yeah, another caller. We do have a caller waiting, so.
No. I'm going with the caller. I don't need to read anybody right now. I have to say something really strange has happened in doing my readings. Oh, we changed, Barbara. Did you tell her about to the 30th instead of the 8th?
I asked her about that. She's going to look into that. Because I think that, you know, she is going to be somewhere on Halloween. So, you understand, Barbara?
It's not Halloween.
I might be flying that day. So, I will try to make sure my flight is not at that time. But, I'm flying to Vegas that day. But, we're going to discuss that, right, Johnny? And we're going to look over all of the details, and I'm going to talk to the client about it, who I'm working for, and then we're going to confirm it.
Well, Barbara, you don't have to change anything. I can change the date to the 28th or 29th. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that would be better. Thank you. That would.
I'm going to be on camera, everybody,
for our TV channel. So that's different than a podcast. There's a lot more prep that goes involved with that.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I want to do it closer to Halloween, and especially for the kids, it'll be a lot more fun.
Now, are you ready to take the? Are you ready to take a question, Dale?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Richard.
Okay. Hey, aloha, everybody.
Aloha,
all right,
Richard.
this is a number of 310.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. What's your name?
Oh well, it's one of those things.
No. I know this person. I talked to her. You're on the air, ma'am. We talked earlier. Oh, she says she's on mute. She told me she's on mute. Let me text her. Let me text her.
Why do you have her on mute? Hi.
No, I don't have her on mute. She has herself on mute.
Oh. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Colleen Shannon, and I'm from Northern California.
Oh, hi, Colleen. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
This is a friend of mine, Dale, and we just interviewed her for the Playboy Playmate series, and we told her to call in to talk to you, and she did. That's great.
Let me tell you this, Barbara. Did you know they're coming out with a new Playboy thing? I don't know. I saw it on the news, something new with the play, you know, with the Playmates. Did you know they're coming out with something?
Well, I heard about something, and maybe Colleen on the line knows as well, but I heard that they are looking for a new casting director because people are calling me and asking about what that job is like. I don't know what that job is like. And have you heard of anything about that, Colleen? Anything new happening with Playboy?
No, I have not, but I would be happy if it happened.
Yeah, just look into it because it's something big. It's going to be a show or it's going to be something, so it's something big, okay?
That's right, why they're looking for a casting director for this. Okay, we will. I'll look into it. That's interesting. That's good. Good for all of us who are involved with Playboy.
You would be good as casting director.
Okay, well, Dale, you're talking to Colleen Shannon, and she is Playboy's 50th anniversary playmate, and she's on the line ready for her free psychic reading.
Okay, let's see where we're going here. You're trying to do too many things at once. I mean, because of the virus, this has kind of put you on a hold pattern. Normally, you can fly here or fly there or go there. You know, you can go all over the place if you want to. But somehow, you're being stopped at the moment. So I wouldn't worry about it, you know, not to worry about it. You have good things coming, and there's going to be a live documentary that will showcase the Playmates from the past to the present to the future, and you will be a part of that as well as Barbara will, but it's going to showcase, and it's going to be something pretty big. I have no knowledge of this. This is just what I'm seeing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What is your question, dear?
My question is, Do you speak with, like, people that have passed?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing her.
Do you channel people that have crossed over?
Yes, but am I on speaker with you? Can you get me off speaker?
Yeah, I will.
That's good. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Is that better?
I do crossing over. And if the person wants to come forth or to me, then I will give you that information.
Okay, I'd like to do my mother.
Okay, heart or cancer?
Both.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm not trying to make you cry. Is this pretty recent, Darwin? Pretty recent?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that is recent. And you've got to find a way, sweetie, to get over her. I'm not saying forever, but she's always with you. She's with you at mind, body, and spirit, and watching over you. And you need to know from the other side. They see us. They know what's going on. So if you want to communicate with her, I'm being told, just write something and get a pad and paper and write something at your bedside. Ask her a question, and when you get up in the morning, the answer will appear. You will have the answer somehow in your noggin or something of that sort.
Okay.
I mean, but
okay. Sounds
I,
good.
I know it hurts because my father died when I was 27. I never got over it, you know. So the pain of it, I totally understand. It totally helped me never get over. But you know, you learn to live with it.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty okay with it, but I'm trying to do so many different things, and I was wondering if one thing looks better than the other.
Okay, well, let me hear the two things you're doing.
I'm writing some books, and I'm producing some music, and I'm starting a bathing suit line, and I'm designing some sneakers.
Wow. You're a busy lady. Well, I see what's I see what's taking off the most at right away would be the bathing suit line.
Okay.
And there's something very special about the bathing suit line. Is it made for bigger girls or, you know, girls that have a little top heavy up front, or it's different?
Yeah, not at the moment, but that could be something that we embrace in the future.
Yeah, because there's so many of them that just don't have a look, you know. I see that taking off. Writing the book, you know, I've told her I've written 5 books, and Barbara knows I've given her some of my books, but I'll be honest with you, and I need to tell Barbara something. I'll be honest with you. There's not a lot of money in books unless you're real famous. But because you are with the Playmates, you very well may be able to get some talk shows and promote your book, and it'd be very successful.
Okay. I just sent in my contract today. So it's
supposed
to be. The draft should be done in February.
And who's publishing it?
A publishing company out of Canada. They have a pretty big outreach.
Yes.
Pretty big
outreach. You're going to make a lot of money through this as well. So don't worry. You're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money and just hang in.
That will be nice.
Okay, Barbara, excuse me. Barbara?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I'm finding this to be amazing because the first thing you said to Colleen was you're taking on too many things. And wasn't that was so spot on, wasn't it, Colleen?
Yeah, I get a little bit overwhelmed sometimes trying to juggle all that.
Wow, and on top of that, yeah, go ahead.
Colleen, let me say something. What is the matter with your left tooth? It's from the side to the back. Do you have to go to the dentist?
No, not yet.
Okay. What about anybody in the family?
Pardon?
What about someone in the family?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Right, we'll check into it. I see a problem with the tooth. Okay?
What about, I'm pregnant right now. Do you see anything about my new baby coming?
Man, you are taking one, aren't you? How many months are you?
I'm 7 months.
Okay, and what did you want to know?
I just want to know if you have any math for me or if you know anything about the baby.
Are you thinking of naming your baby somewhat after your mother? In other words, using one of the letters or names?
No, not necessarily. Not yet.
Well, think about it because she would like that. But I will say your baby's in. The baby's on time. You don't have to worry. And it's going to be a piece of cake. It's going to be
perfect.
Real quick, real fast.
I like cake.
You have to know you do. Okay?
fantastic. Love it.
Oh, that's so great. So, oh, I have a question regarding her reading. Did you see her mom come through in the reading, Dale?
Yeah, I did. I already told her.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, I didn't even know. That happened so recently. We're so sorry for your loss, Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
thank you.
That's what's special that she came through.
I picked up on her right away.
Oh, that's great. And your mom wants you to do some kind of a name, your new baby, kind of after her. But I do know she's having a boy, so that can be difficult.
Well, it could be a first letter name. It could be or a middle name.
Okay. One last question. Something kind of silly. I keep changing my hair color, like literally from blonde to black to pink to brown. Do you see a certain hair color for me? This is so random.
You know why? Every generation has their own thing, you know? And whatever you like, it's fine. So I don't really have a comment on that.
Before you're a fan of the
pinks and the but, you know, that's up to you guys. Every generation they have to have their own identity. That's where that goes.
I was going to say something, Dale, before we end the meeting. I mean, I was just going to tell you, the other night when we interviewed Colleen, and we were telling her about you, and she goes, oh, my God, I wish she was on the phone right now. And we were telling her to call in Friday. I'm just telling you this, you know, to rave on you a little bit. Isn't that right, Colleen, that you say that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're well, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for the reading. Do you have any last messages?
Not to worry about anything. Your mom will be inside when you deliver, so not to worry.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Right, well, thank you, Colleen.
Hope that helps, Colleen.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Okay, I'll talk
to you
later. You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for
Barbara,
calling,
I forgot to tell you something. I finally got Tarot for the Beginner straightened out with Amazon, and they are now going to be paying me a royalty and publisher fee. So we can use the tarot for the beginner, and I'd have to send you the book.
Okay, wow, that's going to be great for our book club. Johnny, I thought that would be so good to feature the tarot card book that Dale wrote while we're doing the tarot lessons and things like that. So that's good news.
Yeah, because what had happened was for 4 or 5 years, I wasn't getting paid, and they were selling my book. And I wrote Jeff Bezos, and then right away I got an answer and stating that, you know, they don't like any illegal stuff, so they're working on it. But they did write me yesterday and tell me that my bank account is open, so whatever monies, which is very little, comes in, you know, I'll get it. So that's okay.
Yes, it will add up.
Yeah, a little bit. Here.
Oh, that's good.
Right now.
It feels
right
good
now,
to get that taken care of.
I'm doing everything I can to save for Hawaii at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you ready for another call?
Yeah, I could still call in.
Nope.
I mean, I could still call in from Hawaii. I have to know the
time. Are you ready for another call? Are you ready for another call?
But I had a question. Is Richard still around on there?
Yeah, he is. I put him on. I put him back on listen mode. He's listening. All right.
I feel very clear.
Dale?
Do you understand?
Yeah. What?
I said I feel very secure. I'm getting away.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, Dale. No.
I can hear you, Dale.
But Johnny can't.
Really?
Something about I feel very secure with what?
When Richard is around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's listening. All right. So,
all right.
Are you ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next one is area code 269.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, guys. Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy. Good to hear your voice again.
Where are you
yeah,
from?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Sandy,
sure has.
Sandy, where are you from?
I live in Augusta, Michigan.
That's a very strange place. I've never heard of it. Augusta, mm-hmm. Michigan. Okay. You have a lot of sadness coming from within. What's going on? Have you been crying? Have you? There's a lot of pain I feel with you. What's going on there?
Relationships. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. I feel like I'm dateable but not committable for a man.
Oh, you feel dateable but not committable? To whom?
Yeah. Like for men. They date me but they don't want to commit.
Because you're picking the guys. I mean, the wrong guys are attracted to you.
Yeah.
It's nothing earth-shaking. Sometimes you have to go through 10, 20, 30 men, you know, before you find the right one for you. And I feel that's going to happen. I see a gentleman with light hair, blue eyes. There seems to be a G in his name. I don't feel like you know him yet, but I feel like this guy will be the love of your life, and he will accept you for who you are anytime because you have a lot to give.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah, it does. I guess I was just like, you know, I meet these men and, I'll go on a date and that's it. Because I don't want anything more from them. You know, I'm more
fine.
Committed to working every, I'm a workaholic.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Kind of, men don't want workaholics. Men want to have all the attention paid to them. They could care less about your job. They just want you to cater to them.
But I have bills I got to pay. You know what I mean? So I have to work.
I understand, but you can divide it up a little bit. I mean,
well,
when you're...
If I met the right person, I would, but I...
Yeah. But when you're with a guy, you want to look him straight in the eye and give him 120% attention.
Okay.
You know, that time being, and I'm not saying forever, but for that time being. But
will that be
gonna,
soon?
I feel very soon. Very soon, so not to worry. Although
you
with
see
the COVID.
I was talking to a friend of like 30 years, and I don't want to mess up that friendship, if that makes sense.
Well, good. Then just keep him as a friend.
Okay.
You know, what we call the show, and Johnny, you should rename it. In Hawaii, we call this Spill Your Guts. Spill Your Guts in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I like
this
it.
This is like what people talk to me and say, hey, bro, you spill your guts. You spill your guts, you know, you're letting it all out. So that's all good. And you have a lot to give. So
just give it, and with no conditions, want to give the guy a friend, keep him a friend.
Do you see travel anytime soon?
Not unless you're going by private plane.
No? Okay. Well, I thought about in the car and driving, you know.
Well, you could do that, but I mean, with the, a lot of people are using trailers. I mean, you know, with the going on, a lot of people just don't want to travel yet, you know, because of everything going on. And I believe in the next few months, things are going to change radically. Radically. Mm-hmm. Going on record is radically.
Okay. Well, I work in the medical field, and I mean, to be honest, I'm not afraid of it.
Neither
I work through it every day. So I'm just ready for a break. I think I'm mentally exhausted after almost a year of this.
I totally understand. You got to keep yourself protected. That's all. That's important. Keep yourself protected. The ones that walk around and say, hey, no big thing, and they don't wear a mask, and they don't do that, happens, you know? Not a good thing.
Yeah. No, I know.
As long as you keep yourself protected, fine.
And I do, and look out for everybody else. So, I mean, I need to be happy. This past year has been really rough, and I just need, like, a guide, like, to guide me towards something here, you know.
Well, I think you put in your time, and now it's okay to go have fun a little bit and play. And a good place would be to the ocean, where you can just let loose. So just hang in there. A lot of things are going to change, okay?
Okay. All right. I will.
Okay, Barbara, sorry. Now it's time for you to talk.
Yes. I know Sandy's been calling in a lot. She is looking for love, and I hope she finds it. And you know what? It's going to happen because you saw it happening. You saw in her future, she's going to meet the man of her dreams. He has light hair. So she can rest assured that it will happen and just start manifesting him. And because it is going to happen. So just want it to happen more quickly? Then put your manifestation skills into it.
Lately, I've been having people call me and saying, gee, what you said 5 years ago is just now happening, and they have the tape because I give tapes when I do a reading. I used to. And so I give tapes. In fact, I want to give out my number in case anybody wants to call me, or Barbara, you can do it.
Okay, good idea. You go ahead and give it, Johnny. I don't have it right in front of me, Dale's number for private readings.
Dale's number is 808-372-1816. And that's Dale's number. Our number is 516-531-9874.
Okay, don't confuse him, Johnny.
All right.
I don't want him calling the wrong number. The number you gave is for free readings. My number is for a private consultation.
The private consultation
after the show.
808-372-1816.
Yeah, so everybody call Dale after the show. Get in touch with her after the show, and then all week long until next Friday she's on again. But if you want your private reading, that's going to be a long one, not just a short one on our broadcast, which I think is so wonderful that you're offering that, and you give your direct number right here on the air. I mean, I would take advantage of it.
Okay, so another one, Johnny?
Yes, I believe we have one more. This is area code 347.
Hi, caller. It's your turn with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika. You've called several
times.
I remember your name. You've called several times before.
Okay.
Well, we do love our regular callers. We do.
Thank you.
We sure do.
Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
How can I help you, sweetie?
I wanted to touch base. Yesterday at work, I had an eruption, kind of like a blow-up with an individual there who is part of the nurse management who likes to kind of stir the pot and cause drama. So she just tries to, like, get an ego boost from me. And I just had enough of it yesterday, so I kind of stood up for myself, and we kind of had words. So I'm just wondering how this is going to go, if you see everything going okay, and what the outcome of this is going to be, if I'm going to lose my job, or, like, what's going to happen with her, or what do you see?
You're not
going to
lose your job, but who is her supervisor?
Her supervisor is my manager, Satroya, as well as human resources, whose name is Gabby, a woman named Gabby.
Yeah, so why don't you talk to her manager?
I did.
Good. Nothing's going to happen. In fact, eventually she will lose her job because she has a mouth that doesn't quit. And she thinks she knows everything and she knows nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
No, and I've been wanting to leave there because of people like that there. I've been wanting to leave there for a while. I've been asking for the switch for a while to go to a different department or try to find another job for a while because I knew something like this was coming.
You're a nurse? Is that what you said earlier?
No, I'm a receptionist in a medical department in this job.
Well, I believe you can get a job anywhere, so I wouldn't worry about it. There's plenty of jobs, so if you want to go look, go look. But you will find something to your liking. But, I wouldn't be such of a person. I mean, she's just an idiot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignore as much as you can and do your thing.
I am. I'm just wondering, you know, I'm just wondering if anything bad is going to happen to me because of this.
No. They're lacking people to work. I mean, for every one job, there's 100 people that won't work because they're getting unemployment and they're getting extra money, and nobody wants to work. So I really wouldn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Tamika. I appreciate it.
Do you see any change with this job coming up at all?
I just said that's a free will, sweetie. If you want to change, look around, and yes, you can change. There's no problem whatsoever. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. What do we got going, Barbara? Because if that's, I can do a tarot reading on you if you need be.
Oh, wow. I'm lucky then because I love them. I actually like them. I really enjoy them. They're different than the psychic reading. I mean, I love those too, but sure. I mean, is that okay, Johnny, or do we have another caller?
Yeah. So we don't have any more callers, but, you know,
I promoted like crazy today. I don't know. You guys need to talk while I get my tarot deck. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yes.
I got to tell you this much. In the last few weeks, I've been seeing the tower, the death card, all bad stuff every time I do a reading. And it usually means it's a world prediction or it means it's on a person. In this case, it was a world prediction with what happened with Trump. So I understand that. I wish him well. I don't get into politics, but I wish anybody well who's sick. So we'll leave it at that. But let me go get my cards, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Of course. No, nobody wants to see anybody come down with the coronavirus. That's for sure. But goes to show you got to be careful out there. You've been super careful. Do you have a lot of masks, Johnny, that you choose from?
Yeah, we have two. I have two, and I very The only time that I wear the mask is when I get the groceries.
Oh, and that's just going from where to where?
Downstairs to get the groceries. They make me, the grocery people want us to wear groceries. I mean, masks with me.
You have grocery delivery.
Yes. His mom goes to the grocery store, then that would be a problem.
Oh, yeah, it would be. I mean, there's a lot of people there. That's why I always go to the grocery store at night, like right before it closes at 10. Because nobody's hardly there then.
Yeah.
Mhm. A lot of people, and there's a lot of touching too going on at the grocery store. Touching what somebody else has touched, maybe even to your mouth if it's a fruit item. People need to think about that. I wash all the fruit when I get home immediately. But things are getting a lot more relaxed. I just notice it. I mean, I just notice it even with traffic. People are just getting back to normal. There's a lot of that normal going around.
I've heard that pollution has gone down because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, that was interesting. That is very interesting. So it goes to show you, if everybody does do their part, they can really help the Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting my tarot card reading, everybody. Dale's going to get her card. Oh, great.
I had to get a special deck. I actually want to buy some more decks, and I got to find the card. Okay. Well, I'm going to shuffle a card, and I need you to ask a specific question, whether it be out loud or not. And I'm shuffling, and your energy needs to go into the card and tell me when to stop, okay?
Okay.
So I'm doing this now, and think of the question and tell me when to stop.
Okay, hold on. Keep going, please. I'll tell you when to stop. I'm concentrating right now.
Okay, concentrate. And I'll concentrate with you.
Okay, stop.
Okay. Well, the first card that we have covers you, and that's the world. And in your case, you do take first class. In your case, you do take private planes. And the world is showing me that you're getting into the travel mode, and you're going to be traveling soon. The card that is right in front of you is right there, and it's traveling soon. Okay? And
that is very true. I have a trip coming up very soon.
Again?
First class.
Oh, wow.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you're going to be doing some modeling or talking to people.
Appearance at a golf tournament, and so it is a form of modeling. It's like a celebrity type appearance for charity.
Okay, so the card that crosses you, for good or bad, is you're holding your own fort. You have the Nine of Wands, and when we get into the class, I'm going to tell you what this all means, but you have the Nine of Wands, and he's holding one wand up, and in the back of him is other wands. So he's holding the fort, which is telling me in the chute, you're going to be in control of what is going on, very much in control. Okay?
Okay, let me get it straight. You're saying that I'm going to be in control of this on this trip for what I'm doing. I'm going to be in control of that. That would be good.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm only talking about the trip right now because the world is covering it and you're holding on to your wands and you're in control. And then beneath you is the Ace of Swords, which means That can be the start of a love affair, or it could be the start of something big that happens right away. So it's all good, okay? And this brings about money, and brings about an older person that is going to offer you a job, okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
You. Who's been in the hospital?
Let me think here. Who's been in the hospital? The first person that comes to my mind is my mom, but that was a while ago.
Now what about what about your girlfriend, your friend that was in?
Oh, yes, she was in the hospital last March.
Okay, and has she been roller skating again?
Well, we attempted to go again, but I just didn't have, my helmet never came from Amazon. It got lost. So I said, you know, I don't want to
what
do it dangerously.
What
my helmet.
Lost?
My helmet
well,
and my pad.
Yeah, you were meant not to go. Would have caused
an
accident. It would have caused an accident. Okay, above you is victory, that you are sitting on a horse and you are victorious, and especially with the shoot, you come out like smiling with roses. I mean, at the golf course, it's going to be wonderful. You're going to meet a lot of men. You're going to have a lot of fun, and it's party time.
Oh, thank God, Dale. Oh, my gosh, thank goodness, because I have had some anxiety about this
what?
Trip, really.
What?
Well,
nothing.
I'm a beginner of golf. I mean, I can play. I have played before many times, but I just, you know, I want to do well. And, you know, if everybody's watching me, I want to, you have one chance to hit it. You know, the first time, I want it to go off really well. And now I'm picturing it that it is going to go off well. Because
well,
you're telling me it is. It's hard.
I played golf for many years, and I loved it. What I can tell you is you're tall, so, you know, it's better, you know, when you're tall. But if you hold your right arm out straight, real tight, straight, and you swing, and that thing, that sucker is going to go far. So don't worry. It's going to all work.
Okay.
They are not looking to for the golf. Okay?
I hope
so
not.
Don't worry about it.
Well, okay. If I hold my arm straight, I'm going to take another lesson before I go just to warm up. And so now that you say that, though, now that you say the cards, it's in the cards that it's going to go really well, then
it
I'm
is.
Fine. Then I'm not even worried about it anymore.
Okay, you also have a check you don't expect or an offer of money that you don't expect. You have that coming your way. You also have call to go and do more work because they like the work that you're doing in this particular place. You also have happy hints of future ideas and a lot of fun. And you're weighing and balancing things, which is good. You know, should I do this or should I do that or should I do this? You're going to have a lot of opportunities to weigh and balance.
Oh, good. Okay,
right.
Good. I like that. Wow.
And then you have the
I'm getting a really good reading again. And you say they're always different. You never know if it's going to be good or bad. And every single time it's been good. I feel kind of lucky.
I can't help it. I don't always get good readings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what you were saying.
Yeah, the Ace of Cups, which is the home card. And I would suggest you not go with Susan for a while, no matter how much she bitches, because if you do, you could end up hurting yourself, okay? You have a lot of strength to see you through. And there's a gay guy, I guess he's going to be picking you up or he's going to be around you. He's going to notice him.
Oh,
and the gay guy is in a black car. And then you also have, I'm going around three times, you also have, you're gloating over your defeat. So you're going to do well. you're going to do better than expected. I don't know about you, but I never broke 100, and I tried real hard. So,
wow.
You're lucky. And
oh, wow.
It's also telling you not to have indecision. Don't be burdened with things. There's people around you that really watch over you and care about you for real. There is a journey, delayed journey, or a trip over water. There's lots of fun, and there's good times ahead. That's what I'm saying for you for this particular question.
Ooh, okay? I love that.
That's a good one.
Oh, it's such a great reading.
Well, I'm not
like
doing
the cards. Okay, I know. You read the cards, and it's the cards that are saying it, and you're the vessel. But it has to do with your energy, doesn't it? I mean, you're the one shuffling and picking them out.
No. I don't know what the cards have to do with. All I know is that for my book, Tarot for the Beginner, which you can get on Amazon, but it's how to read the cards in 1 hour or less. The cards are just weird. They're different. They tell it like it is. And they're very rarely wrong. I had some weird things happen. Like I said, the other day I was reading all these cards and they were all bad. I'm going, what's going on? And it was a world thing. It was what was going on in the world. That's not over yet by a mile, because those cards are still coming out. And if it comes in my cards, your cards, or whomever cards I'm reading, then that means it's a world situation.
Oh, that's interesting. And we're going to learn all of that. Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of serious stuff going on. But my reading was really good, and I needed that more than ever because I have that trip coming up. And what I told you, you know, I was feeling uneasy about it. But now you see on the card that I am on, sitting high on my horse.
Yes.
And I'm proud of the day, and it went really well. Oh, great.
Yeah, and I'm happy for you. It's all going to go good. You got to tell me when you get back. I can't wait. And I'm going to, and check your mail. I don't know, when do you want me to send you the tarot for the beginner?
Oh, I will. I will check for that. You cut out a little bit.
When do you want me to send it out?
Let's see. I'll be back on the 7th, so anytime after, just so it arrives after that, so I make sure I can get that.
All right. Well, good. We want to get it before the 28th and 29th, before we do the things for Blue Jeans, okay?
Okay. When we get off, I'm going to get a different address.
You're going to have to text me, okay? All right.
Right.
Hello.
I'm here.
What happened to her?
Great show.
Okay, you want to do the shout out, Barbara?
Barbara, you there? She's here.
Hi.
She's here.
Here.
Okay, Barbara, here's the shout out. Can you do the shout out?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you do the shout out?
Yeah, well, I was starting to, but you guys couldn't hear me. Okay, so, hey, everybody, thank you for calling in. Thank you, listeners. And what a great show. Thank you, Gail, for doing such a great job with all of the readings and my tarot. I was calling it tarot, but it's tarot card.
Okay, we're not hearing her.
Yeah.
Okay, you finish, Johnny.
We have a channel, a YouTube channel, and this show will be available within an hour. And also, this show will be available within a few moments. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but you guys can't hear me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, I'm just gonna I'm just doing the rest of the shout out. Now, if you want, you know, to follow us on YouTube, subscribe, and also if you want to maybe call Dale for a private consultation, you can call her at 808-372-1816. And you can look for us on Roku, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and see what else. Is that it?
That's it, and I'm going to go and buy my ticket to Hawaii now.
Okay, good, yeah, yeah.
Sorry you guys couldn't hear me. All right.
You know, I don't know right. why, but you know.
I'm sorry, Barbara.
It's okay.
Well, good night, Barbara.
I mean, you couldn't hear me, you couldn't hear me. Bye, you guys. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, Barbara.
Okay.
Good night, Dale.
Good night.
Good night. Aloha.